parsha begins. Yeshiv Yaakov, Beretz Megure, Ove, Beretz Kinoam. Eile, Torlois Yaakov, Yosef, Ben Shvayas, Yeshana, Hoyo, Reyes, Echo, Batsoim, Vunar, Es Bnei Vilov, Es Bnei Zilpo, Neshe Aviv, Vayove Yosef, Es Dibosom Roa, El Aviem. Yosef brought Dibosom Roa, evil words, to their father. V'Yisrael av esayseif mikol bonav kiven zikunim huloi. Yaakov Avinu loved Yosef more than all the other brothers because he was a ben zikunim. V'asa loy tzayin es pasim, and he made sure to say this pasim. It seems from the pasuk that the reason that Yaakov loved Yosef was for two reasons. First of all, because Vayove Yosef is dibos amra laviyam. And secondly, because of Ben Zikunim, he was a Ben Zikunim. Now, why do I say that he loved him? Because he brought Dibas Amor, because the Pasuk says, Vi Yisrael, connecting the Pasuk before. So the Pasuk before says, Vayav Yehiz Dibas Amor Laviyem, Vi Yisrael Ohav, that's the reason why. Very strange to say that Yaakov Avinu loved Yosef HaTzadik, because he brought Parsha Dibas Amra, be it Lashon Hara, that's why he loved him, because he was Ben Zikunim. He had him when he was older. Yaakov had Yosef when he was older than the rest of the children. The question is about Binyamin in the Mefarshim asked, but what pshat? To make this the kash even stronger, Rabbeinu Bachya says, it says, V'Yisra. Yaakov Avinu has two names, we know, Yaakov and Yisro. Yisrael is the higher name. It's the higher madrega of Yaakov is Yisrael. That represents the higher madrega. So Yisrael, the higher madrega of Yaakov, loves Yosef because Vayav Yosef dibas amra laviyam. How do we understand this? Makes the kasha even stronger. The Ben Ish Chai says, and it says zakon zikunim hulai. The word zakon is an etrikin for zeh shekana chachma. It means that's what it's talking about. The uncle says also b'chachakim that it was because Yosef was able to become, he became a chacham. So now, why him of all the others, of all the other brothers? It says in the pasuk in Devarim, kabeis avicha v'asimecha l'man yarichin yomecha. The Oya Yaakov explains, what does it mean that someone who is Mechavid, his parents, will have Ayach Yemen? Well, what's the meaning of that? Is that, you know, to be meant that he's just going to live a long life, he's going to live till 120? So he explains different pshat. He says that if someone is Mechavid, his parents, if Mechavid, his father, then his father is automatically, you know, if you like someone, there's a better chance to like you back more. If you love someone, you have more of a stronger connection that they'll love you more. So he says is that if you respect your parents and your father properly, he'll love you more, he'll want to give you more, and therefore there's a concept that if you take over your father's place and you continue in his footsteps, you get the years of your father as well. You consider as if you have the good toiv part of your father. So when it says Alman Yarich and Yomecha, means even if someone like Elena weren't to live a long life per se, the way we say a long life, but it'd be considered as a long life even at an earlier stage because he gets all of his father's years. So he explains that Yosef, we know, learned with his father. He was at home. All the older brothers were, they all were in the fields, and Yosef was home. He was with his father. So because Yosef was mechaved his father in the proper way, even though the pasuk told us he was shvayas reishana, he was only 17, but he was like a ben zikunim already. He was already like an older person. He himself, not Yaakov, but Yosef was like an older person, and he already lived a long life because he was ke'ein mekabel the years of Yaakov Avinu. The Megadim says, how is it possible that the Shiftei Kor didn't realize Yosef's godless? Yosef was a tzaddik, unbelievable. How did they not see it? He says Yosef was a tremendous tzur. Everything he did was, he was over the Baruch Shalom, but he didn't do it in a loud way. And they didn't see it, they didn't know. It says in Bereishis Rabbah, what is the Basam Ra? What did Yosef tell their father that the brothers were doing? State Medrash, that he said that they were eating Eva Menachai. Mizrahi says, it says in the Gemara in Chulin and Aflami Gimel and Aleph, Eva Menachai, there's something called Mifar Cheses, which means that after you shecht an animal, it still has spasms and it's still moving. The Gemara says that a goy is not allowed to eat a Mifar Cheses. It's usher to eat a Mifar Cheses. As long as it's still having the spasms, it's usher to eat. A yid is allowed to. So he says is that the Psak Halacha is that you're allowed to eat if you're yid. He says, so Yosef was making Cain a mistake in Psak Halacha. Yosef thought they weren't allowed to eat it in Mifar Cheses. And the brother said, no, we're allowed to eat it. We're yid. Parshas Drachim says, not Shaykh. Not Shaykh, it's a Yosef in Nupsak. Yosef was a tzaddik, Yosef is a Nupsak. He says, why did Yosef go tell the father? Yosef said, you're right. Me'ikir didina lahalocha, you're allowed to. There is a problem, because it's a machoikis, it was a machoikis, if they were considered a yidden or goyim, with a b'nei noyach or with a yidden. It's machlokes, the shift they call, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, what were they considered? So according to many, you're only allowed to take on that you were yid, l'chumra, not l'kula. You can't say, I'm going to be consider myself a yid, to the extent that, oh, therefore I'm allowed to eat mifachasas. That, if l'kula, you're not allowed to consider yourself a yid. But the Parshas Drachim says, that Yaakov wasn't arguing. Yosef wasn't arguing. Yosef said, you're right. Me'ikad the dina, you're allowed to eat it. About chumr, you should stay away. It's a chumr because you're taking the kula of being of Bnei Yisrael, and therefore he held they should be machmir, and that's where he went to tell the father. It says in the Beirach Moshe, the Gemara in Beirach Nafchafei, Derech Eretz Shleilach Koidim Hefshet V'Nituach Shloi Navoye. You shouldn't become a gaslight, you shouldn't become a glutton. He says that this is derech eretz, a proper thing to, before you eat it, to first skinning it and dismembering the animal. Otherwise, it looks like you look like a glutton. You can't wait to eat the food. It's not a normal way to eat it. And he says that the same svara, but the same thing of just that inside Mefar Cheses, he says that was the yisayid. He held that it wasn't derech eretz. They were eating it before. They could have eaten it. He agreed. It wasn't even a chumrah, but it wasn't their cheretz. They'd be considered a glutton. So maybe that's what the pshat is that Yaakov loved Yosef. He saw as Yosef mikol manav. Why did he love Yosef? He loved him for a spiritual reason. He loved him because Yosef wanted to be machmir. Yosef didn't come to his father and say, tell his father, you know, your other kids, they're all reshoim and they did aveiris, and he didn't say that. The Basam Ra he was saying is that he bothered him so much because Yosef wanted to be a pure Eved Hashem. It bothered him. He says, but why can't they take chumis? Why can't they go above and beyond? Why can't they do something called derech eretz? They should live to a higher standard. Halacha, they're 100% being mekayim halacha. But why can't they go above and beyond that? And that's what he was coming to tell his father. And that is why Yaakov loved Yosef. He is so obvious, Yosef mikol banav kiven zikunim huloi. Two reasons. Number one, because Yosef was a dibasam ra, he brought the words that he wanted the chumras. He wanted to live avodas Hashem to the fullest. And secondly, because he was a ben zikunim huloi, Yosef was a chacham. He learned a lot from his father, he gave back to his father, and he took on the chumras to try to be a true Eved Hashem. It's amazing that Yaakov, it would seem, knew that Yosef and the brothers didn't get along. And nonetheless, Yaakov says, "Hayemeloi lech no reyeh shleim achecha, go see how your brothers are doing, v'shleim atzoyim, v'ashivein adobar, v'yishalchei mei chavim v'yavar shema." How could it be that Yaakov would send them into the lion's den? That's number one. Number two. A little later in the parasha, it says, "Vayoshav Reuven al Habor, v'hine ein Yosef b'Habor, v'yikres b'Gadav." Reuven comes to the bor. He says, "Yosef is not there," and he rends his clothing. He rips his clothing. Where was Reuven? Where did he return from? Vayoshav Reuven. He returned. Where was he? Zok Rashi, Hayashi Ruben, but Mechirasel Hayesham, he was not there when the Shvatim sold him, that when the Shvatim sold Yosef, Ruben was not there. Shegi Yoyme Leilach Lushamish Aviv. Because he went to be Mishamish Aviv. It seems, according to Mepharshim and Rashi, that they took turns. All the brothers took turns to go be Mishamish their father. If that's so, it's a pellet. It's amazing. Why in the world is Yaakov sending Yosef to go see Shlomo Achecha? We see that there was a system. Reuven came, I don't know if it was for a day or for a week. Reuven came one day, and then he went back to the brothers. The next day, Shimon came. The next day, why do you have to send Yosef to see how the other brothers are doing? Ask Reuven, ask Shimon, ask Levi, ask one of the other brothers that are coming back to be Mishamish their father. Ask him how they're doing. Why do you have to send Yosef into the lion's den? So Sefer says that the reason why Yaakov gave Yosef the Ksenis Pasim, again, Yaakov is fueling this kina. He wants that you give one child this Ksenis Pasim, of course they're going to be jealous. What was Yaakov trying? Why did he do that? What was Yaakov thinking? So Sefer says, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos Kuf Mem Hey, the Talmidei Chachamim Bavela Noah Begodim Shaloi Hatari Bishlamus. The Talmidei Chachamim Bavel were not as great as Talmidei Chachamim of Yisrael at that time, and they had to wear fancy clothes. Fancy clothes was a way to sort of compensate for the fact that they were not true Talmidei Chachamim on the higher level. So the reason why the Chassam Sefer gave Yosef the Ksenis Pasim was because he already knew that there was a jealousy, and that the brothers thought, oh, Yosef is greater than us, and they were jealous of him. So he figured if he'd give them the Ksenis Pasim, they would say, oh, you see, our father only thinks of Yosef. He's on the low Madrega. He needs the Ksenis Pasim. He needs to wear the fancy clothing. The person who's on the high Madrega doesn't need the fancy clothing. We're all on the high Madrega. The Maaseh D'Shortim didn't, they saw through this plan of Yaakov Avinu, and they still hated him and still were jealous of him. But that was Yaakov Avinu's chesed. Merdei Gebal Afikayam, he says, going back to what we discussed before, Lashon Hara, there's a din of Lashon Hara. How is it that Yosef was allowed to tell on his brothers? Whatever it was, he was saying Dibasam Ra, on some level he felt it was wrong. Be it as we said, it's a chumra even, but it's still telling on his brothers. So it's Lashon Hara. You allowed to tell Lashon Hara? So he says there's three rules. It has to be a tayelis, but what are the, there's three rules, the three basic rules to be able to say something about someone else to another person, which we would call possibly Lashon Hara. Number one, it has to be that if you would tell the person themselves, they wouldn't listen. If you went to the person and you said, listen, you're doing something wrong, he would ignore you. So you have no choice but to go to his father, his Rebbe, someone else to tell on him. That's number one. Number two, that you say the exact occurrence of what happened. You're not allowed to add in your own hagoyis and explain. You have to say it exactly as it happened, what your issues are. And the third thing is you can't be looking for any credit. It can't be that by you telling Lashon Hara or these words that you're going to have any benefit from it, our own personal benefit. So he says, the Pasuk says, "As v'hunar as b'nei vilha as b'nei zilpa nishe aviv." Why is it told that specifically it was not all the Shvatim, it was the b'nei vilha b'nei zilpa? Because if Yosef would have gone to the b'nei vilha b'nei zilpa, they would have said, Yosef, you're coming to us because you're looking down at us and you think we're just the children of the maidservants. So that's why you're coming to tell us. Just get out of here. We don't need you. And we're not listening to you. Secondly, Ayove Yosef as the Basam Ra. I don't know how many people bring words. We don't bring words. You speak. You tell it over. Daber. What is it? Ayove. He brought. So Baal Afikah Yam says he brought the exact words, the exact maaseh, whatever he saw. He said it over without his own explanation and interpretations. He said it as he saw it. And the third thing is, it says is, El Avihem. Yosef went to their father. He didn't go to his father. It was Yosef's father and it was all their fathers. The point is that he went to their father, which means it's the Shvatim's father, because he wasn't looking to get any credit out of it. If he would have looked for credit, it would have said he went El Aviv. Maybe he wanted his father to love him more because of it, but that's not why he was doing it. He was doing it El Avihim, to their father. says in Teferes Yonasim that we know Yaakov loved Yosef more than the brothers for whatever the reason, but Yaakov wanted this to dissipate. He wanted to be shalom. Pasuk says, "Vayikri yutes loisisna es achicha bilvavecha," and then it continues, "Haycheach techias amisecha." What do you mean, "Loisisna es achicha bilvavecha"? You shouldn't hate your friend, your brother, in your heart. What is it, "Loisisna es achicha"? And then it says, "Haycheach techias amisecha." Explains is because if you hate somebody, if you have something against someone, you should go talk to them. You should say something. If you hold it into the heart and you don't say something, then every day it gets stronger and your sinner becomes greater and greater. If you talked it out, then perhaps you can come to a shalom. And that's why it says, "Vayachlu daber l'shalom." They're not able to speak to you. The brother didn't want to hear from Yosef. They didn't let him talk. And they couldn't talk to him because they thought that Yosef, the brothers hated Yosef because they thought that Yosef hated them. But they didn't talk about it. Had they spoken about it, you shouldn't hate them in your heart. Say, you see someone doing something wrong against you, against the brother, say something. Don't hold it in your heart. The Shlo says that what was it that the Shvatim were actually eating? He says that the Sefer Yetzirah, Avraham Avinu wrote Sefer Yetzirah, able to create things. He passed it down to Yitzchak, to Yaakov, and to the Shiftekah. The Shiftekah had hold of the Sefer Yetzirah, and they created an animal. If you're able to create an animal, that animal does not have the same dinim of Shchita as the regular animal. All the dinim that we know about Shchita only applies to a real animal, not from a Sefer Yetzirah. And the Shlo says that that's why the brothers were eating it. Yosef didn't know. Yosef saw an animal, so it was a regular animal. But in essence, what they were really eating was this animal from the Sefer Yetzirah. It says in the Tzvila Tzadik, he quotes in Al-Shech, it says, "Vayinochem Hashem alara, asher diber la'asos la'amai." What does it mean, "asher diber la'asos la'amai"? What he said. Rabbi Shalom was "Vayinochem Hashem alara." He was accepting what Klal Yisrael did. He was ready to give him machmonis. "Alara asher diber la'asos la'amai." On that he said, "Diber." What are we talking about, "diber"? So Al Shach Hakadosh says, "Ken." I mean, we can't understand this, but talking Rabbi Shalom, when he spoke about it, that itself is a refuah. If someone's upset at someone else, Rabbi Shalom was upset at Klal Yisrael, but because he already mentioned it and he already said it and he said an Eidish, and he was by bringing it forth into dibur, into words, it already creates a shalom and a peace. And that's what it means that the Tzadik through the Alshir, "Vayachal Dabru L'Shalom," again the same Yisrael, they couldn't speak. It was a word to speak in peace. Actually, the shot over here is "Ayeim Eloi Lechna Re'ei Yishleim Achecha." Yaakov wasn't telling Yosef to go check on the brothers. We know, Rashi tells us, Reuven came, Shimon came, the brothers took turns. We didn't have to have someone go check on the brothers. He knew the brothers were fine. He said, "Go Shleim Achecha. Go see if you can seek peace with them. Go talk to them. Because the worst thing you can do is not talk to them." I know my father, always when I was a kid, if I got upset at somebody, I just ignored them. It's not good with them. I wouldn't talk to them. I just ignore them. And he always told me, my father says, the worst thing you can do, say something. You know, it applies to marriage. It applies to your parents. It applies to your friends. It's a general rule. You talk it out. You realize what the person, if Yosef would have spoken to the brothers and the brothers would have spoken to him, Yosef would have realized what they ate maybe was, like the Shlo said, it was Yosef Yetzirah. No chumra is nothing like we discussed before. Maybe they did absolutely nothing wrong. And they would have seen, the brothers would have seen that Yosef doesn't really hate them. Yosef just wanted the best for them. He wanted to be on the highest madriga. Had they just spoken out, they would have had a conversation, there could have been peace. And that's what Yaakov was telling him, go see if you can shloim achecha, go see if you can find peace over there. It says in the pasuk, They were selling Yosef l'chu v'nimkarenu la Yishmaelim So they're ready to sell Yosef. And the pasuk before, the pasuk chafei. V'hini oichas Yishmaelim bo migilon ugmaleim noisim nechoyis v'tzri v'loit hoicham laharid mitzvayim. They were carrying spices, balsam, and lotus. The Yishmaelim were carrying these things. They smelled nice. They were very pleasant. Rashi says nechoyis kol knusei b'samim harbi. Curry nechoyis. All these types of things that smell nice. That's what it was. Question is why do we care? Lama Pearson as Akosiv is Masom. Why did the Torah go to tell us what the Ishmaelim were carrying? There were caravans of Ishmaelim coming by, and you should know they were nice, sweet smelling, beautiful smelling things. Who cares? Sakashi. Laidia Matan Schorn Shok Sadikim, Shain Darkin, Shalarviyim, Losnis El Nachtva Itran, Sherechan Ra, Ulazen is Dami Bisam Shalizak Mireachra. That usually they have, the Shmaelim have things that smell terrible. And because Yosef was a tzaddik, it wasn't right that he should be on that thing. Now, a lot of them are first to ask, if someone is, Yosef, he was on top of the world, he was, Yaakov Avinu was a very chosher person in the world, Yosef was the apple of his eye, Yosef was loved by his father, he was living in peace and harmony with his father, he's thrown into a pit, he's now getting, he's sold as an eved, he's going to Mitzrayim, he doesn't even know where he's going, he's on a carriage, who cares? Does it really matter what, does Yosef know the difference of what was he was smelling? Hey, well, who cares? Some say, yes, it shows us the exact measurement, the din, the cheshbon, the burnish on exactly everything is down to the T, which is true. Maybe we can come up with a different answer. Maram Shik says, V'abor reik ein boi moyim. When they threw him down into the pit, there was no water. What does that mean? That's Rashi. What the Gemara according to Gemara? What does that mean? That means there's no water. There were scorpions and snakes. There was scary stuff there. Rav Tamchum says, this is one after the other. First, Rav Tamchum says this first thing. Then he says, "Neiris Yosef Mechafam is possible. If you like the Chanukah left more than 20 amos high, it's possible." Question is what's the connection? Rav Tamchum says both of these like there's some sort of connection. What's the connection between the two? The Moran Sukkah says, a sukkah that's more than 20 amos high is pasul. A sukkah. Why is a sukkah pasul? Because the pasuk says, "L'man yedu derisechem." The generations need to know. And he says, if it's more than 20 amos, like shalta ba'ina, your eyes do not go up higher than 20 amos, and you won't see it. So the Gemara says. Ram Shik says that in Gashmias, something that if you don't see it, even if you know it, but they say seeing is believing, but even if you believe it before you see it, but seeing has a tremendous payoff. When you see it, you really feel it, and you really know it's true. Even if you know it's true, but until you see it, you're still missing something. Naam Sheikh says, how the chayach that the Shvatim let and sold Yosef? They threw him into this pit. They're in a chashim akravim, and there are scorpion, deadly things in there to kill him, and he came out alive. It was an ace. Didn't they say, one second, this guy must be a tzaddik. We're making a mistake. Our brother, we thought he was a bad guy. We thought he was a Rasha. But he has to be a tzaddik. He was saved from this. So Hesimam Sheikh says, because it was more than 20 amas deep. The pit was more than 20 amas deep. And even though the brothers knew that Astambar has Nachash Makravim, but until they saw it, and they couldn't see it because it was more than 20 amas deep, they didn't know it. They didn't believe it. And therefore, they didn't really know that Yosef was saved because they didn't really see it. And therefore, they didn't put two and two together and say, Yosef must have been a tzaddik. It says in the Pasuk, Aderes Al Yoh says, it says, in Kapitel Lamatash, Pasuk Gimel, it says that when Yosef was with his master, it says that everything that he did, Vayara Adonav Ki Hashem Itoi, his master saw that everything that Hashem was always with him. And everything that Hashem, that Yosef did, he was Matsiach. The Zohar Kodesh says that if Yosef was holding anything, a chicken, and his master said, I want a basketball, Yosef was all of a sudden holding a basketball. Whatever he wanted, even if something was in his hands, if it changed. In fact, they say, "Yo, why did the Rishon make such a mace nigla? Why didn't he just make it? Yais of Das should be what his master wanted. Why this is like an open mace?" So he says is that you have to be on a high madrega. On a high madrega, the Rebbein Shalom does things to show you that he's with you. You can see with your eyes that the Rebbein Shalom is with you, not just know it. The famous Nei Yeshua, he asked a question. They found one flask of non-tumah oil, tar oil, that tons of tumah oil. The Nei Yeshua says, but tumah hutra betzibur, they were allowed to use that. Make it the dinner when the tumah hutra betzibur, the tzibur is all time, they were 100% allowed to use that oil. The Pnei Yeshua says, why did the Rebbein Shalom make it that they found this flask of Torah oil? Because he wanted to show his love for Klal Yisrael. He went above and beyond. He did something, took it one step further. He showed Klal Yisrael, they saw it, Bepoel. They saw the Rebbein Shalom's love for them. They saw that he found it, let them have one shaman, one flask of Torah shaman. That lasted for 8 days. And they snigla. So Klal Yisrael should see if the Rebbein Shalom is with them. They could have used the Tamei oil, but they got to use the better oil, the Torah dig oil. That shows the real connection. Is the famous true or not true? I know it's true in one aspect, but someone went to his Rosh Hashiva and he said he was having he was dating, he was almost engaged, and he was getting close, and he wanted to do something that would make the potential caller to be excited. He says, "Go buy your flowers." So the guy goes and he buys flowers, and he goes and he says, "Here you go, my Rosh Hashiva said to give it to you." He lost the whole thing. If you say my Rosh Hashiva told me to give it to you, you're not doing something to show chavivas. He told you to do it, you have to do it. If your job is to throw out the garbage in your house, and you throw the garbage, you don't show chavivas. How do you show your chavivas? You do something you don't have to do. You do something above and beyond. That shows true chavivas. Yosef HaTzadik was able to see the simonim. He was able to see the Rebbein Shalom showed him that the Shmaelim were carrying these nice smelling things because he wanted to show him that he should see, not just know that Rebbein Shalom was with him. The Rebbein Shalom was constantly making nisim that when he opened up his hands, whatever the master wanted, everything was in his hands because the Rebbein Shalom wanted to show him before that he was on that madrega to be zeicha. And Chanukah, the Rebbein Shalom showed us the same thing, that we should be zeicha, we should see the Rebbein Shalom with us, we should be zeicha to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and may it remain Amen.